August 20th, 2014. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. It is true that in order to defeat any enemy, you must be united. However, when leaders lead with confusion, it is as though you have many pieces of the puzzle which never come together. There is bewilderment instead of single-hearted purpose of action. This is true in the world as well as in the spiritual realm. This is why I am in your midst today, pointing out sin and error, which goes unnoticed for lack of proper leadership. Still worse is the attempt by government leaders to make grave sins acceptable. People have always had free will, which gave them the right to choose good or evil. Today, however, choosing good is confused with prejudice. So if I come to you pointing out directly what your present-day leaders choose not to do, it is because of my great concern for this generation, which is being led astray by so much compromise of truth and confusion. You must be careful not to choose popular confusion over the truth. Do not follow a leader who only takes you into more confusion and compromise of truth. Every issue deserves a firm stance from your leaders. Not to do so must reveal to you the leader's lack of conviction of heart. Every soul deserves to be shown the path of righteousness. Not to be given unadulterated, truthful leadership lays a grave burden of error upon the shoulders of every weak leader. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 3 through 5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching which accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit. He knows nothing. He has a morbid craving for controversy and for disputes about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, base suspicions, and wrangling among men who are depraved in mind and bereft of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain.